This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Welcome back. I tell you, Kim and I are just gleeful in here this morning, not because she and I have the next couple days off. That's really not it, I promise.
I think
you.
It is it.
No. I'm happy that I'm not the dude standing out there this morning telling you how not to be an idiot if you're about to deep fry your turkey.
Oh, also
can
that.
Can I just tell you that?
I did many live shots on that in my news, my TV news days.
Yeah, I know. So you just got it. You got to know that going in. And then you're okay, right? They've set this one on fire on Channel 2 on purpose. And then because they want to show you how dangerous it can be. Well, first of all, who's dumb enough to put a frozen turkey in boiling grease?
Mark, you are giving people way too much credit. People are absolutely dumb enough to do that.
Oh my God. I don't know. There's always the Darwin theory that if you're dumb enough to do that, maybe
you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Maybe we should put you on a feeding plan at the local sanitarium or something. I just think that's kind of crazy. So, among other things, we're not there. We're not at the airport. We're with you, hanging out on the Mark Cox Morning Show, talking about things that that we care about, right? Things that are important. The new direction in America. That's one thing we can talk about. We can talk about the fantastic alcohol, tobacco, and firearms rally. I've still got the taste of the alcohol on my tongue here from my buddy Mike coming in from McAdoodles in the last hour to talk about some of the great selections he's got out there. Carl might still have some in his cup. Anyway, you can win a basket. I call it a basket. It'll probably come in boxes so the bottles don't break. But a lot of bourbon. I've collected a bunch of bourbon, probably worth $1,500. Lore Wine and Spirits, a lot of people have donated. Stolock has donated to it. We've got some... lots of Buffalo Trace items in there, the Weller and the Blantons. It's going to be fantastic. That's worth $1,500. You got a gun you could win from the Range St. Louis West worth $2,000. You got a night for 10 of your closest friends out at the Lit Cigar Lounge in the Valley. It's probably worth $1,000 with bottle service and cigars. It's just such a great raffle. And the clock is ticking down. We have 4 hours left. The tickets are $1 a piece. The minimum purchase is 10 because that's how the system works. But go buy your tickets right now. Just text responder to 33100. Do me a large, and we're gonna raise as much money as we can in this final 4 hours before the tickets are drawn. And I'll be out there at 12:30 live on my Facebook page to broadcast that for you. So that if you're the winner, we'll make arrangements to let you come out and pick up your fantastic prize. Thanks to all the people that have already donated. I was reading some of the names this morning, and I recognize them, and I just want to thank you for your tremendous generosity. Again, text responder to 33100 and donate right now. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to our buddy Griff Jenkins. He's covering the latest ICE operation. Yeah, really nothing to see here. Just a few Venezuelan gangs operating in America. Now, who cares, right? Like, how many is too many would be the question. We'll get to Griff on that at about 8:20. And then our friend Taylor Riggs joining us from the Big Money Show. The stock market's up again. What do you think about that? Have you looked at your 401k lately? Things are going pretty well in the market. Maybe we should talk about DJT this morning. I don't know. That's all coming up. Right now, Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I just have
and
to
my
remind-
message to all my
my friends and my enemies in America is happy Thanksgiving and stay deplorable, my friend.
John Kennedy, the United States Senator from Louisiana, is like, man, these people are goofy. Just have a happy Thanksgiving and be as deplorable as you can.
Under the deal reached today, effective at 4 a.m. tomorrow local time, the fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. Will end.
Yeah, Joe Biden wants you to know he's managed to pull off a little bit of diplomacy. I wonder, though, how much of that has to do with the fact that Hezbollah is basically Iran, and Iran knows there's a new sheriff in town on January 20th.
We're on the brink of needing to declare a climate emergency, which is what we really have. And we need to get people to behave as if this really is a major transitional challenge to the whole planet.
Let's call 911 and report the carbon footprint of one John F. Kerry as he jets around the globe on a private jet telling you not to leave your house.
Alec Baldwin would not know reality if it accidentally shot him with a loaded gun.
Ow, ouch. Riley Gaines there was on Fox last night, I think maybe with Hannity or Laura Ingraham, one of the two, I can't remember. And she was commenting because two of our favorite knuckleheads from, well, not favorite, two of the knuckleheads from L.A., from California, from the crazy film industry, Sharon Stone and Alec Baldwin, went over to some film festival in Turin, Italy, and had a press availability, at which point they decided they wouldn't do it here. They have the guts to do it in America. So they went overseas and started ripping apart this country, insulting it, really, and suggesting that Hollywood brings you more truth these days than the mainstream media. This is what Alec Baldwin actually said that yesterday. Carl, go to cut 12, please.
Television news in the United States is a business. They have to make money. And again, not to go into great detail about that, but there's a hole, there's a vacuum. There is a gap, if you will, in information for Americans. Americans are very uninformed about reality, what's really going on with climate change, Ukraine, Israel, you name it, all the biggest topics in the world. Americans have an appetite for a little bit of information. That vacuum is filled by the film industry.
He's not technically wrong, and I would say that because the media outlets like ABC, CBS, because they only tell one side, like John Kerry's side, who says that we need to declare a climate emergency, that's the only side you hear. So we are uninformed about what's actually happening because that's the only side that you hear. So their viewers who are loyal to those are kind of in a vacuum.
But he's sad that not everybody's forced to listen to ABC, NBC, and CBS solely, or MSNBC or CNN. He doesn't want you to have the option to listen to an alternative point of view.
Like Daily Wire or like this radio station
here. The liberals do not want that. They want to refer to anybody they disagree with as misinformed and blah, blah, blah. These are the people that can't tell you what a woman is. They want to call you uninformed if you misinformed if you disagree with them. So, and then to suggest that Hollywood fills the gap. Are you kidding me? What other than what's coming out of Angel Studios in Hollywood, what's been worth watching lately that has any basis in reality? None of it. None of it. It's a joke for him to think that. Carl, I thought Carl might have an opinion on that, but Carl didn't say anything. Anything coming out of Hollywood? Nothing.
Independent studios, yeah, maybe.
Just the independent studios, absolutely. What a joke. And Sharon Stone insulted every American yesterday. She said, you're all ignorant because you voted for Trump. I mean, this is who you get when you go to Hollywood these days. When's the last time she was in a film? Carl, any idea?
Well, if she's at the Turin Film Festival, she
must be
pimping
in a film.
Something.
Oh, okay. All right. That's probably a bad word to use for that. All right. Coming
Sharon
up,
Stone.
We're gonna get to Griff Jenkins with more on the story he's covering today for Fox, which is an ICE operation, Operation Athens. We'll find out what that's all about when we come.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code Classic 24.
Come back. Stay tuned.
The reality is being set up for us. People need to accept what it is and figure out if you're going to bend over and let it happen, or are you in some way going to stand up and say, you know what, this is not what we want because this is not who we are. We're not rounding up people, whether they're here legally or illegally, and putting them in concentration camps to be processed out of the country, out of a jack bootlegged system that Donald Trump and Cash Patel and anyone else is going to make up. It's crazy.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
What's up, buddy? How are you today?
Happy almost Thanksgiving, guys. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Happy Thanksgiving to you. You know, I saw you on the rundown today, and I thought, hey, you know what? Normally we would have Griff on, but tomorrow being Thanksgiving, that's not going to happen. And I listened to that Michael Steele bite, the former head of the Republican National Committee. I don't even know how that ever happened. Talking about the fact that Donald Trump wants to create, you know, deportation camps, and we're never going to do that in America. What do you think about him?
It's unbelievable to hear that kind of rhetoric. And thank you for having me on before Thanksgiving, because, yeah, you know, we got I have been working, a little backstory here. I've been working for months to get a sit down interview with the acting director of ICE, a guy named PJ Lechleitner, who is a lifelong, was a local cop that got into federal law enforcement, is now the temporary. He was number two guy at ICE. Now he's just sort of been the acting director for the last year. I've been trying to get a sit-down interview with him specifically to talk about this violent Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua, or TDA, and DHS minders have just for months been blocking it. Finally, something gave way, and I think he finally just said, I'm just going to do it because we need to educate the American people. And in our interview, which he said, by the way, he broke news saying that, you know, 4 years ago, not a single TDA gang member had been arrested in the U.S. He wasn't even aware of it. He told me the first case he came across involving TDA was a human trafficking investigation that went all the way down to Lima, Peru in 2022. But in this year, earlier this year, in 2024, they stood up an operation called Operation Athens to specifically combat TDA, named, by the way, in honor of Lake and Riley, because Jose Ibarra, her killer, was a confirmed TDA gang member. And they're going after these guys. And, you know, they need, particularly when it comes to TDA gang members or other violent criminals, of which we know there's 1.4 million that have been deemed for deportation already in the U.S., they need some place to keep them. And so when you're hearing Tom Homan and others saying we're going to come up with some place to hold them because we currently don't have it, that's what they're talking about. And to take this leap of concentration camps when you're not even honestly engaging in the argument about what are we going to do with more than a million criminal illegal immigrants in the country, yeah, that need to be sent back to their countries. It's just mind-boggling. And add to the list, Denver's mayor, Massachusetts governor. I mean, at some point, these people are going to start really wearing egg on their face and looking stupid if, as Homan and the incoming Trump administration holds true to their promise to specifically target violent, illegal immigrants in the country. Anybody that says that we shouldn't send them back, I wish you luck in making that argument.
You get the feeling, Griff, that like day one, this is going to start happening. Like, what are you expecting to see as soon as Trump, you know, the inauguration happens? What are you expecting to see?
Well, I think we're going to see a definite aggressive move to round up. I mean, look, we know, meaning law enforcement, you know, ICE and CBP, we know roughly where the bad criminal guys are. And there's just no appetite right now to go and round them up en masse. You're going to see the Trump administration start doing that on day one. You're going to see Trump start to undo the policies that the that led to the border crisis of the 4 years and reinstate things like we know it's coming on Inauguration Day. He's going to reinstate remain in Mexico. We'll see if Claudia Sheinbaum, Mexico's new president, plays ball. I suspect initially, at least, she will. But I tell you one thing that I am noticing, and Bill Malugia and I, who talk all day long because we've been covering this border crisis from the get-go, We're really getting surprised by almost every day, at least in Texas, even in Eagle Pass, where Bill was yesterday, 50, 60 unaccompanied minors. It seems the cartels, for reasons unknown, and you're going to start hearing more about this. It's just I can see it because I'm on the tip of the sphere. You're going to see a slew of cartels sending in unaccompanied minors. So that's going to be something they're going to have to deal with, too. And you certainly need, which won't also be considered a concentration camp, but you'll need some place, particularly to keep unaccompanied minors, because you're not going to be able to release them into the country. So I think it's going to be a challenge, and it's going to be something you're going to see a lot of different pieces of it. But at the end of the day, I think you are going to see a lot of violent, illegal immigrants getting rounded up and sent home. Hopefully, Venezuela and countries that won't accept them will start doing so.
I think the socialist mayor of Mexico is about to be taught an important lesson in who she's dealing with, Donald Trump. I saw her comments yesterday about, now we should reconsider this. All of the guns are coming into our country from your country, and the drugs are not our fault. It's not our fault the cartels are delivering them across your open border. I think she's in for a rude awakening.
Well, she's in for a rude awakening, but you know what? I could help her. You could help her. There's a playbook for this. AMLO, her predecessor, got in the same crosshairs with Trump. And then you know what he actually did? He said, you know what? Let's put some of our Mexican army down on the southern border, on the Suchiate River, before the migrants cross from Guatemala into southern Mexico and start forming these caravans. Let's lock that down a little bit. And guess what? The flow slowed down. And so we'll see whether or not she takes efforts to stop it on her southern border before it gets anywhere near our southern border.
Let's hope so. Griff, listen, have a great Thanksgiving, my friend, with your family. And are you working tomorrow? Are you filling in tomorrow?
So listen, I'm working 1 to 4 anchoring the news, and then I'm going to airdrop in and say, hey, honey, where's the turkey and wine?
Good for you. We'll talk to you after the holiday, my friend. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. Great to get him on here. Coming up, we'll get to Taylor Riggs. She's with the Fox Business Network, and we'll talk about DJT and X and Elon Musk. Hang around.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Welcome back. I tell you, Kim and I are just gleeful in here this morning, not because she and I have the next couple days off. That's really not it. I promise.
I think
you.
It is it.
No. I'm happy that I'm not the dude standing out there this morning telling you how not to be an idiot if you're about to deep fry your turkey.
Oh, also
Can
that.
Can I just tell you that?
I did many live shots on that in my news, my TV news days.
Yeah, I know. So you just got it. You got to know that going in. And then you're okay, right? They've set this one on fire on Channel 2 on purpose, and then because they want to show you how dangerous it can be. Well, first of all, who's dumb enough to put a frozen turkey in boiling grease?
Mark, you are giving people way too much credit. People are absolutely dumb enough to do that.
Oh my God. I don't know. There's always the Darwin theory that if you're dumb enough to do that, maybe
You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Maybe we should put you on a feeding plan at the local sanitarium or something. I just think that's kind of crazy. So, among other things, we're not there. We're not at the airport. We're with you, hanging out on the Mark Cox Morning Show, talking about things that that we care about, right? Things that are important. The new direction in America. That's one thing we can talk about. We can talk about the fantastic alcohol, tobacco, and firearms rally. I've still got the taste of the alcohol on my tongue here from my buddy Mike coming in from McAdoodles in the last hour to talk about some of the great selections he's got out there. Carl might still have some in his cup. Anyway, you can win a basket. I call it a basket. It'll probably come in boxes so the bottles don't break. But a lot of bourbon. I've collected a bunch of bourbon, probably worth $1,500. Lore Wine and Spirits. A lot of people have donated. Stolock has donated to it. We've got lots of Buffalo Trace items in there, the Weller and the Blanton's. It's going to be fantastic. That's worth $1,500. You got a gun you could win from the Range St. Louis West worth $2,000. You got a night for 10 of your closest friends out at the Lit Cigar Lounge in the Valley. It's probably worth $1,000 with bottle service and cigars. It's just such a great raffle. And the clock is ticking down. We have 4 hours left. The tickets are $1 a piece. The minimum purchase is 10 because that's how the system works. But go buy your tickets right now. Just text responder to 33100. Do me a large, and we're gonna raise as much money as we can in this final 4 hours before the tickets are drawn. And I'll be out there at 12:30 live on my Facebook page to broadcast that for you. So that if you're the winner, we will make arrangements to let you come out and pick up your fantastic prize. Thanks to all the people that have already donated. I was reading some of the names this morning, and I recognize them, and I just want to thank you for your tremendous generosity. Again, text responder to 33100 and donate right now. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to our buddy Griff Jenkins. He's covering the latest ICE operation. Yeah, really nothing to see here. Just a few Venezuelan gangs operating in America. Now, who cares, right? Like, how many is too many would be the question. We'll get to Griff on that at about 8:20. And then our friend Taylor Riggs joining us from the Big Money Show. The stock market's up again. What do you think about that? Have you looked at your 401k lately? Things are going pretty well in the market. Maybe we should talk about DJT this morning. I don't know. That's all coming up. Right now, Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
My friends and my enemies in America is happy Thanksgiving and stay deplorable, my friend.
John Kennedy, the United States Senator from Louisiana, is like, man, these people are goofy. Just have a happy Thanksgiving and be as deplorable as you can.
Under the deal reached today, effective at 4 a.m. tomorrow local time, the fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. Will end.
Yeah, Joe Biden wants you to know he's managed to pull off a little bit of diplomacy. I wonder, though, how much of that has to do with the fact that Hezbollah is basically Iran, and Iran knows there's a new sheriff in town on January 20th.
We're on the brink of needing to declare a climate emergency, which is what we really have. And we need to get people to behave as if this really is a major transitional challenge to the whole planet.
Let's call 911 and report the carbon footprint of one John F. Kerry as he jets around the globe on a private jet telling you not to leave your house.
Alec Baldwin would not know reality if it accidentally shot him with a loaded gun.
Ow, ouch. Riley Gaines there was on Fox last night, I think maybe with Hannity or Laura Ingraham, one of the two, I can't remember. And she was commenting because two of our favorite knuckleheads from, well, not favorite, two of the knuckleheads from L.A., from California, from the crazy film industry, Sharon Stone and Alec Baldwin, went over to some film festival in Turin, Italy, and had a press availability, at which point they decided they wouldn't do it here. They haven't guts to do it in America. So they went overseas and started ripping apart this country, insulting it, really, and suggesting that Hollywood brings you more truth these days than the mainstream media. This is what Alec Baldwin actually said that yesterday. Carl, go to cut 12, please.
Television news in the United States is a business. They have to make money. And again, not to go into great detail about that, but there's a hole, there's a vacuum. There is a gap, if you will, in information for Americans. Americans are very uninformed about reality, what's really going on with climate change, Ukraine, Israel, you name it, all the biggest topics in the world. Americans have an appetite for a little bit of information. That vacuum is filled by the film industry.
he's not technically wrong, and I would say that because the media outlets like ABC, CBS, because they only tell one side, like John Kerry's side, who says that we need to declare a climate emergency, that's the only side you hear. So we are uninformed about what's actually happening because that's the only side that you hear. So their viewers who are loyal to those are kind of in a vacuum.
But he's sad that not everybody's forced to listen to ABC, NBC, and CBS solely, or MSNBC or CNN. He doesn't want you to have the option to listen to an alternative point of view.
Like Daily Wire or like this radio station
here. The liberals do not want that. They want to refer to anybody they disagree with as misinformed and blah, blah, blah. These are the people that can't tell you what a woman is. They want to call you uninformed if you misinformed if you disagree with them. So, and then to suggest that Hollywood fills the gap, are you kidding me? What other than what's coming out of Angel Studios in Hollywood, what's been worth watching lately that has any basis in reality? None of it. None of it. It's a joke for him to think that. Carl, I thought Carl might have an opinion on that, but Carl didn't say anything. Anything coming out of Hollywood? Nothing.
Independent studios, yeah, maybe.
Just the independent studios, absolutely. What a joke. And Sharon Stone insulted every American yesterday. She said, you're all ignorant because you voted for Trump. I mean, this is who you get when you go to Hollywood these days. When's the last time she was in a film? Carl, any idea?
Well, if she's at the Turin Film Festival, she
must be
pimping
in a film.
Something.
Oh, okay. All right. That's probably a bad word to use for that. All right, coming
Sharon
up,
Stone.
We're gonna get to Griff Jenkins with more on the story he's covering today for Fox, which is an ICE operation, Operation Athens. We'll find out what that's all about when we come back. Stay tuned.
The reality is being set up for us. People need to accept what it is and figure out if you're going to bend over and let it happen, or you're in some way going to stand up and say, you know what, this is not what we want because this is not who we are. We're not rounding up people, whether they're here legally or illegally, and putting them in concentration camps to be processed out of the country, out of a jack bootlegged system that Donald Trump and Cash Patel and anyone else is going to make up. It's crazy.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
What's up, buddy? How are you today?
Happy almost Thanksgiving, guys. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Happy Thanksgiving to you. You know, I saw you on the rundown today, and I thought, hey, you know what? Normally we would have Griff on, but tomorrow being Thanksgiving, that's not going to happen. And I listened to that Michael Steele bite, the former head of the Republican National Committee. I don't even know how that ever happened. Talking about the fact that Donald Trump wants to create, you know, deportation camps, and we're never going to do that in America. What do you think about him?
It's unbelievable to hear that kind of rhetoric. And thank you for having me on before Thanksgiving, because, you know, we got I have been working, a little backstory here. I've been working for months to get a sit down interview with the acting director of ICE, a guy named PJ Lechleitner, who is a lifelong, was a local cop that got into federal law enforcement, is now the temporary. He was number two guy at ICE. Now he's just sort of been the acting director for the last year. I've been trying to get a sit-down interview with him specifically to talk about this violent Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua, or TDA, and DHS minders have just for months been blocking it. Finally, something gave way, and I think he finally just said, I'm just going to do it because we need to educate the American people. And in our interview, which he said, by the way, he broke news saying that, you know, 4 years ago, not a single TDA gang member had been arrested in the U.S. He wasn't even aware of it. He told me the first case he came across involving TDA was a human trafficking investigation that went all the way down to Lima, Peru in 2022. But in this year, earlier this year, in 2024, they stood up an operation called Operation Athens to specifically combat TDA, named, by the way, in honor of Lake and Riley, because Jose Ibarra, her killer, was a confirmed TDA gang member. And they're going after these guys. And, you know, they need, particularly when it comes to TDA gang members or other violent criminals, of which we know there's 1.4 million that have been deemed for deportation already in the U.S., they need some place to keep them. And so when you're hearing Tom Homan and others saying we're going to come up with some place to hold them because we currently don't have it, that's what they're talking about. And to take this leap of concentration camps when you're not even honestly engaging in the argument about what are we going to do with more than a million criminal illegal immigrants in the country that need to be sent back to their countries, it's just mind-boggling. And add to the list Denver's mayor, Massachusetts governor. I mean, at some point, these people are going to start really wearing egg on their face and looking stupid if, as Homan and the incoming Trump administration holds true to their promise to specifically target violent illegal immigrants in the country. Anybody that says that we shouldn't send them back, I wish you luck in making that argument.
You get the feeling, Griff, that like day one, this is going to start happening. Like, what are you expecting to see as soon as Trump, you know, the inauguration happens? What are you expecting to see?
Well, I think we're going to see a definite aggressive move to round up. I mean, look, we know, meaning law enforcement, you know, ICE and CBP, we know roughly where the bad criminal guys are. And there's just no appetite right now to go and round them up en masse. You're going to see the Trump administration start doing that on day one. You're going to see Trump start to undo the policies that led to the border crisis of the 4 years and reinstate things like we know it's coming on Inauguration Day. He's going to reinstate Remain in Mexico. We'll see if Claudia Sheinbaum, Mexico's new president, plays ball. I suspect initially, at least, she will. But I tell you one thing that I am noticing, and Bill Malugia and I, who talk all day long because we've been covering this border crisis from the get-go, we're really getting surprised by almost every day, at least in Texas, even in Eagle Pass, where Bill was yesterday, 50, 60 unaccompanied minors. It seems the cartels, for reasons unknown, and you're going to start hearing more about this. It's just I can see it because I'm on the tip of the sphere. You're going to see a slew of cartels sending in unaccompanied minors. So that's going to be something they're going to have to deal with, too. And you certainly need, which won't also be considered a concentration camp, but you'll need some place, particularly to keep unaccompanied minors, because you're not going to be able to release them into the country. So I think it's going to be a challenge, and it's going to be something you're going to see a lot of different pieces of it. But at the end of the day, I think you are going to see a lot of violent, illegal immigrants getting rounded up and sent home. Hopefully Venezuela and countries that won't accept them will start doing so.
I think the socialist mayor of Mexico is about to be taught an important lesson in who she's dealing with in Donald Trump. I saw her comments yesterday about, now we should reconsider this. All of the guns are coming into our country from your country, and the drugs are not our fault. It's not our fault the cartels are delivering them across your open border. I think she's in for a rude awakening.
Well, she's in for a rude awakening, but you know what? I could help her. You could help her. There's a playbook for this. AMLO, her predecessor, got in the same crosshairs with Trump. And then you know what he actually did? He said, you know what? Let's put some of our Mexican army down on the southern border, on the Suchiate River, before the migrants cross from Guatemala into southern Mexico and start forming these caravans. Let's lock that down a little bit. And guess what? The flow slowed down. And so we'll see whether or not she takes efforts to stop it on her southern border before it gets anywhere near our southern border.
Let's hope so. Griff, listen, have a great Thanksgiving, my friend, with your family. And are you working tomorrow? Are you filling in tomorrow?
So, listen, I'm working 1 to 4 anchoring the news, and then I'm going to airdrop in and say, hey, honey, where's the turkey and wine?
Good for you. We'll talk to you after the holiday, my friend. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. Great to get him on here. Coming up, we'll get to Taylor Riggs. She's with the Fox Business Network, and we'll talk about DJT and X and Elon Musk. Hang around.
This is your First Responder Spotlight.
All right, wrapping up the month here for our first responder Thanksgiving, and I want to shout out to all of those departments that we've featured over the course of the month. Thanks to all of you. There are 20 plus, and going through all of them would be a long list, but you know who you are. And anybody who's a first responder who lays it on the line, we appreciate you. That's why we do that this month. And that's why we just randomly have Grillmaster Tony deliver delicious food for you to eat. So thank you for that. Tricia Everding is in the studio with us this morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hold on. Your mic is not on for some reason.
Good morning.
Are you
good
there?
Morning.
We can hear her in the background. You're
right
up
here?
This morning. How's
hey,
how's baby
morning.
Bernie doing?
He's great. Yeah, we had breakfast with my dad. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday.
Yep, Rick Siegman. He is 65 today, so I came in a little late. But yeah, Bernie's great.
I'm glad to hear. Now, if it was Mom's birthday, would you have shouted out her age?
Probably not.
Oh, but not.
Probably not.
All right, Dad.
She's a very young mom. She's like 35, which is crazy because
like
I'm 36.
And a very happy mom, right?
Yes, very.
Taking care
and
of
grandma.
Baby Bernie and,
yeah,
and
I'm
making
grateful
sure
to
that
them.
She taught him to say hot dog already?
He, out
true?
Of nowhere, clear as day, he goes, hot dog. He's 4 months, so I'm pretty sure he knew what he
Do
was saying.
Do you eat a lot of hot
yeah,
dogs?
Yeah.
No.
Could have been gas.
He just is a fan of the
he's
hot dog.
He's just a hot dog fan, yeah.
At 4 months, I wouldn't think he's eating hot dogs.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
There was a, no, we do a lot of Bluey, Miss Rachel.
Oh.
Yeah. But
most
no,
annoying voice on television, Miss Rachel.
No, yeah, there's more annoying voices than that.
She honestly, she's the best babysitter, though. I'm sorry. I know it's
she
terrible.
She mesmerizes them. She does.
She knows what she's doing, and she teaches him stuff. He knows how to say hot dog now.
The funniest dog videos are what I see online where it's like the wife telling the husband, the husband's like, I can't find what I'm looking for. I can't find the ketchup. And the wife's like, or, you know, Miss Rachel pops up, and it's like, where are your eyes? Where could they be?
Yeah, I would not have any idea who that is if I didn't have grandchildren, right?
Yeah, but they
but
love
we
her.
We have used it, yeah. They've certainly yeah, watched it and tried to learn a few things.
Yeah, but that he's is great. Thanks for asking.
Well, of course.
How
we'd
are you
love
guys
to see
doing
him again
this Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
We've got a little extra pep in our step, don't
yes, we?
Yes,
we do.
Mm-hmm.
Guys coming in early tomorrow?
Mark,
I don't think so.
I think Mark said he wanted to.
I'm going to come in and do the parade by myself downtown. Not.
You should do your own commentary on the parade.
And there's another stupid float.
People would tune into that. I'm serious, Mark.
Why didn't they put more feathers on that one?
Not
more balloons.
Okay.
And now a block
what
of
a
nothing.
What a stupid float.
I don't like parades, which that's the funny part of it. It's why I reposted that photo on Facebook yesterday of me and Virginia Kerr on the reviewing stand, because they would, whoever the morning team is at Channel 4 is the one that they have go up the street and do the Thanksgiving Day and the Christmas parade every year. And it happened to be me when I was the morning anchor
Short
there
straw,
when they first
yep,
started reporting it, first started airing it. I got to go up and do that a few times, which you just put on your best face and you move forward, because it was something I had zero interest in. Absolutely zero interest. I know the kids enjoyed it, but that's about it. What all can you say about a marching band? And there's the marching band.
Hey, there they go, still drumming.
And they're really loud right behind you and you can't speak and I don't know.
Mention them all by
I'm
name.
Not a curmudgeon. I just don't have to. That's
not?
One thing in my career I really hated, like standing in a snowbank or reporting from the airport and telling you it's the busiest travel day ever.
At least there's coffee shops that open at 5 a.m. at the airport. I did love that part.
It's true. It's
and
true.
Bars.
So, Tricia, some friends
not
of yours
part,
bought tickets to the ATF raffle.
Yes. I'm not going to say their names because
okay,
I don't want to jinx it, but they
yes,
said put in a good word. Make sure to get your tickets in before drawings at noon today, right?
Yeah. It's a, yeah. Drawings at 12:30. They'll probably cut off ticket sales around noon. So we got about a little over 3 hours left. All you have to do is text the word responder to 33100. It's a computer that will be picking the winners. I want to stress that. Not a human being. They will be randomly picked by a computer. I have nothing to do with it. So if, you know, if Kim St. Ange wins, I did not pull her name out of the hat.
Well, my friends just text Eddie and I, and Eddie goes, oh, I want that gun.
Yeah. The gun
not
is
not
nice.
Not the plastic Santa, though?
No. You know, that was...
I have,
that's
I,
nice, too.
I've not received as much interest in the Santa as I thought I would, but
interesting,
a lot of people have... have dedicated a lot of money to this, and I
show you something
in
a dinosaur
it,
tooth.
Oh my! Slice and dice in on the studio.
Coming in here, coming in hot.
Man.
I'm sorry, I love you. Buy your ATF raffle tickets.
Are you on our side that was not a real dinosaur tooth?
Yes, okay. 100%.
Just making sure.
It's real. I have a certificate of authenticity.
Find it on
from
Amazon
Facebook
for
Marketplace,
bucks.
Some person in their basement typed it up.
Back to the bourbon. I got lots of bourbon I'm giving away today. Lots of great stuff. Gun, Night at the Cigar Lounge, all courtesy of Lit Cigar Lounge and The Range and Lohr Wine and Spirits and Stolach Whiskey and everybody who's donated. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody who's spent a buck a ticket, a minimum of 10 on this raffle, will pick a winner today about 12:30, and then I will deliver your prize to you. We'll call you today. You'll hear my voice on the other end of the phone when it rings. Woo woo! Congratulations!
Somebody just bought $10 more as we're watching.
Oh, nice, nice. I appreciate it. Get them in now. You got 3 hours left, and check out the Facebook page later, and I'll be out there reporting live from the range. And it all benefits Responder Rescue. I talked to Lisa yesterday. Very thankful, and they say anything we collect, they would appreciate.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you can't find better people.
No, you can't. They absolutely are the best. Trisha, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, Mark.
Happy birthday to Rick.
Happy birthday, Rick. Happy Thanksgiving, Kim. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving all.
Heidi Harris is in Friday
morning.
Heidi
Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
We're off tomorrow and Friday, and we'll be back with the show on Monday, won't we, Kim?
Yes, I will.
Yes, she will. She'll
enjoy
be here on
that
Monday.
Day off.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.